Farmers and other industry leaders in the San Joaquin Valley are expressing growing concerns over the way immigration actions have impacted their businesses and their workers. Manuel Cunha is president of the Nisei Farmers League. It started in 1971 as a support group for Japanese American farmers. Now its membership includes other ethnicities, and it advocates for farmers and farm workers across the state. Cunha says the group is upset over the way workers have been treated by the federal government.
We have seen a huge reduction of the Walmart or the Home Depots and all that stuff. We've seen a tremendous curtailment of that stopping. It's not as rapid as it was. What we are seeing, which I believe is wrong, is those people that have appointments and they've been here working and they're clean, they're good, and they're just going to go in now to renew their extension. They are hauled off. But they're told, we can take you or you can voluntarily depart. So at that stage in time, what would you say? I will voluntarily deport because why? I might have a chance to come back.
Cunha opposes workplace raids and courthouse kidnappings that detain hardworking and law-abiding people and break up families who are the backbone of the Valley's key industries, agriculture, food processing, and construction.
All of this impacts our rural communities. I'm talking about Orange Grove, California. I'm talking about Avenel. I'm talking about Parlier, where there are 9,000, 8,000, 7,000, 12,000, 20,000 people live in those communities. They make up that construction, the restaurant, the agriculture industry. And if we go in there and start yanking everybody out because of the documentation that Congress has failed to deal with for 30-plus years, then shame on us.
In response, leaders from those essential businesses got together to push for legislation that will resolve the deportation crisis. The Immigration Reform Frontline Worker Alliance was formed to promote a bill in Congress, H.R. 4393, called the Dignity Act. It is sponsored by Florida Republican Maria Salazar and Veronica Escobar of Texas and has bipartisan support. The Dignity Act combines strong border security measures with a legal pathway for immigrants who are already here to stay in the U.S. Cunha says Valley businesses and workers would benefit.
That Dignity Act addresses all industries, not just agriculture. Today, agriculture is not by itself. Because if I lose the workers in the restaurants, what happens to my restaurants? They close down. I lose those sales of products going there. I hit the hotels. I lose the hotel service of the food part of this. If I hit the construction industry, I don't build houses for people, for industry people and everybody. So agriculture has to look at this, and the way we've been looking at it is that we're in this all together, one for all for one.
Under the Dignity Act, undocumented workers would register while in the country and get legal status for 7 years through federally qualified entities. Then they could renew for another 7 years. Eventually, people could become permanent residents and citizens. People brought here as children, who are in the DACA program, would also be able to gain legal resident status, allowing them to safely stay here and travel abroad. Cunha concedes the bill is not perfect, but says he believes the Dignity Act provides the best opportunity the nation has to repair a broken and now weaponized immigration system. Cunha says even the sports world is getting involved with a meet-and-greet event in Fresno featuring world champion boxers called The Fight for Dignity.
The Fight for Dignity, we believe, will help the author out of Florida and the author out of Texas do this universally and once and for all. Let's deal with immigration and get it done right.
In Central Valley counties, ICE arrests in the first 7 months of 2025 increased dramatically compared to 2024. According to the UC Berkeley Deportation Data Project, some 1,156 individuals have been arrested and about half have already been deported. Approximately 112 people have self-deported. only 12% of those arrested had previous criminal violations. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.